ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're starting בעזרת השם, new ספר, ספר במדבר. And חג שבועות is around the corner. And matter of fact, חכים לתל אס את פרשת במדבר, we always read it before חג שבועות. Like we have, every year we speak about it, הגמרא, מסכת מגילה tells us that עזרא הסופר was מתקן for עם ישראל, that we have to read פרשת בחוקותיי before חג השבועות. And the תוספות explain over there that not only פרשת בחוקותיי, we have to have and the פרשה separation between the קללות of פרשת בחוקותיי and מתן תורה. And therefore, always, without any exclusion, every year we have to read, we must read פרשת במדבר before חג השבועות. Sometimes we read also פרשת נשוא also before חג השבועות, but that comes rarely. Almost most of the years we read only Parashat Bamidbar before Shavuot, but Parashat Bamidbar has to be before Hag Shavuot, and obviously it has a connection with Hag Shavuot, of course, and just the name of the parasha, Bamidbar Sinai, Bamidbar Sinai Hachim Talas, that's the anyan of Matan Torah. You see, by the Parashat Matan Torah and Parashat Yitro, the pasuk tells us over there, "Ve'yisou merfidim, ve'yabou midbar Sinai, ve'yachanu b'midbar, ve'yachan sham Israel neged har." So that's when they reached Har Sinai. The pasuk says that they got to Har Sinai to accept the Torah. "Ve'yisou merfidim, ve'yabou midbar Sinai, ve'yachanu b'midbar." That's here what the parasha is telling us over here. That's anyan b'midbar Sinai. That's anyan of matan Torah. We have Rashi over there in Parashat Yitro. Rashi tells us over there that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was preparing Am Israel to get the Torah, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, he told him you should go to Ben Israel and you have to tell them, "Ve'atam shamuat shmeu bikuli, if you're going to listen to my mizvot, then I'm going to make you Am Segula, ki lichu l'arav, ve'etim ti'yuli, memlechet kohanim v'goy kadosh." You have to be memlechet kohanim and goy kadosh. These are the words you should tell Ben Israel. And sure enough, Moshe Rabbeinu, he told Ben Israel, what did they answer Am Israel? Vayanu kol ha'am yehdav ve'yomeru kol ha'shed ber Adonai na'aseh. Everything, whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu is asking from us, we will do. Vayashib Moshe debrei ha'am el Hashem. Rashi tells us here, Moshe Rabbeinu, he got back to Kadosh Baruch Hu with what Am Israel, they answered. Even though Kadosh Baruch Hu does not need Moshe Rabbeinu to tell him what Ben Israel answered, he knows everything of Kadosh Baruch Hu. But still, since that Hashem sent Moshe Rabbeinu to Am Israel, the messenger, he has to come back with the answer. So Moshe Rabbeinu came back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he told him, "Vayashib Moshe et debrei ha'am el Adonai." He answered them what the nation, what they answered on what Hashem said. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he passed on that information to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says over there, "Teshuba al dabar ze shamati mehem shiritzonam l'shmu'a mimecha." You told me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you wanted to give the Torah to Am Israel and you want to make them goy kadosh and memlechet kohanim, but Am Israel said they do not want to get the Torah directly from me, they want to hear it straight from you, Ribono shel Olam. So that's here what Rashi is saying here. Shamati mehem, I heard what Am Israel they're requesting, shirsonam l'shmua mecha, ki enu domeh shomei am pi shaliach l'shomei am pi ha-melech, ritzonenu l'ra'ot et malkenu. That's what Am Israel said. We want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to talk to us directly. That's what Am Israel said. And sure enough, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he came down to Har Sinai. Ve'ered Moshe le'enei kol ha'am. Moshe Rabbeinu came down to Ben Israel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. Ve'ered Hashem al Har Sinai. And he spoke to Am Israel. Everyone heard, "Anuchi ve'lo yeh lecha, pi givura Hashem anum." Everyone heard, "Anuchi Hashem elokecha ve'lo yeh lecha," the first two debrot. Everyone of Am Israel, we heard all these debrot from HaKadosh Baruch Hu straight. The rest, the Gemara Masechet Makot, tells us the end of Makot. The Pasuk said, "Torah tziva lanu Moshe morasha kehilat Yaakov." What's the gematria of Torah? Torah 611. 611 mitzvot we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Anuchi Hashem Elokecha lo yeh lecha mpi gibura Hashem anum. Everyone heard it straight, directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what Am Israel, they requested. They wanted to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They want to hear directly from him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he told them, "That's what you want? Granted, I'll give it to you, no problem." I was reading here in the Midrash Rabbah, in Shir Shirim, in Parashah Bet, Pasuk Dalet. The Pasuk said in Shir Shirim, "Hebi'ani el Beit Hayayin, ודגלו עלי אהבה. הביאני אל בית היין. הקדוש ברוך הוא brought us to the place of the wine. What does that mean, אל בית היין? So you have many פירושים here. The מדרש is telling us over here. We'll start, you know, with one of them. רבי אבא בשם רבי יצחק אמר, אמרה כנסת ישראל לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, הביאני הקדוש ברוך הוא למרתף גדול של יין. הקדוש ברוך הוא brought us to the big warehouse of wine. Which warehouse referring to? זה סיני. This is הר סיני. ונתן לי משם התורה שנדרשת ממתת פנים טהור וממתת פנים טמא. מנעין שנאמר ודגלו עליי אהבה. ומאהבה גדולה קבלתיה. שנאמר ודגלו עליי אהבה. That's here what the Midrash is telling us. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, he brought us to big warehouse of the wine, which is Matan Torah, which is the Ma'amad Har Sinai. That was Har Sinai. And V'diglo Alay Haba, he gave us the Torah that is Nidreshet Mem 49 Panim Tahor, 49 Panim Tameh. That's what the Pasuk said, V'diglo Alay Haba. If you take the word V'diglo, what's the gematria of V'diglo? Said Vedglo, said Lamed Steri, Vav and Dalet is 10, that's already 40, and Gimel and Vav, that's 9, 49, perfect. Said Vedglo Alay Ahaba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us Vedglo, Gematria 49 Panim Tahor, 49 Panim Tame. And Am Israel, we accepted the whole Torah, Ume Ahaba Gidula Kabaltiha, Shneimar, Vedglo Alay Ahaba, all the 49 ways. That the Torah could be explained, we accepted everything by Ahaba. That's what the Midrash. He has many Pirushim here at the Midrash. What does mean Hebiyan and Bet Hayayin? But that's one of the Pirushim. But I saw in the beginning, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, each one has different Pirush. What does the Pasuk mean Hebiyan and Bet Hayayin? Vedeglo alay Ahaba. Rabbi Meir Omer, Amra Kyaneset Israel, Hushlat bi Yetzer Hara Kayayin. Yetzer Hara, he got Am Israel. And he controlled Am Israel, just like the wine. Just like when a person, after he drinks wine, he becomes drunk, he doesn't know what is he doing. That's how Yetzer Hara, he attacks the person, and he gets the person, he makes him drunk. To run after what Yetzer Hara wants us to do, that's what, when Yetzer Hara comes to the person, he makes him like, he's drunk, he's not functioning anymore. Said, ואמרתי לעגל אל אלוהיך ישראל הדין חמרה כדעלל בברנש הווה מערבבלה. Said, just like when the wine, he enters the body of the person, he makes the person, you know, he's off, he makes him dreaming. That's exactly when Yetzer Hara gets the person, then the person doesn't know what he's doing, then he's doing only Avirot. Whatever Yetzer Hara asks him to do, he will do. That's how Rabbi Meir is Doresh this Pasuk, Hebiyan and Bet Hayayin. אמר לו רבי יהודה, דייך מאיר, אין דורשין שיר שירים לגנאי, אלא לשבח. So he told him, why are you giving us bad דרשות on שיר שירים? We don't want to be דורש like this, הביאן אל בית היין, this is יסר הרע. So no, we don't want to be דורש, ואמרתי אל אלוהיך ישראל, we don't want to be דורש this way, let's go to a different style and be דורש this פסוקים. For a good way, like many Pirushin the Midrash tells us here. One of them, what we read from Rabbi Yitzhak, that Hebiyan Bet Hayayin, this is Har Sinai. V'diglo alay Abba, we got the Torah, and we accepted it with love and simcha. Thus we have to understand what Rabbi Meir, he said, L'chaora, Hebiyan Bet Hayayin, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he made Yetzer Hara to control us. V'diglo alay Abba, and then, what does V'diglo alay Abba? Even though we said, El Elohecha Israel, still Kadosh Baruch Hu, is still with Am Israel. What's the connection here? That Yetzer Hara is compared to wine. What is this? What's going on over here? How did the Midrash? How did Rabbi Meir is connecting whatever it says over here? Hebiyan el bet hayayin. This is Yetzer Hara that he makes the person mitarbeb. His da'at is not. He doesn't function properly. That's what we have to understand by the Hashem what's going on. I saw also in this week's parasha, also parashat Bamidbar, the Midrash Rabbah tells us over there, also parasha Bet Siman Dalet, Ish al deglo beotot lebet abotam yahanu bene Israel, Ish al deglo beotot. So the Midrash says here, Umrim lahem umot ha'olam le Israel, Shubi shubi yeshulamit, Shubi shubi bene hezebach. And we answered them back, Mati hezu beshulamit kim holata mahanaim. What's the pasuk in Shir Shirim referring to? The Midrash Rabbah is telling us here. אומרים להם אמות העולם לישראל, שובי שובי שולמית. What does it mean, שובי שובי? הדבקו לנו, בואו אצלנו, ואנחנו עושים אתכם שלטונים, הגמונים, דוחסים, הפרחים, אסטרטליטים. So just come back to us, join us, אמות העולם לתל עם ישראל. Come with us, join us, be part of us, and we'll make you חשוב people. What do we answer them back? שובי שובי ונחזה בך, ואין נחזה אלא שררה. שכן אמר יתרו למשה, ואתה תחזה מכל העם אנשי חיל, שרי אלפים, שרי מאות, שרי חמישים, שרי עשרות. So just come back to us, come join us, and we'll make you אנשים חשובים. שובי שובי ונחזה בך, וישראל אומר, לעם ישראל, they answer them back, מה תחזו בשולמית? מה גדולה אתם נותנים לנו? What do you want to give us if we're going to join you? What already you could offer us? שמק מחולת המחניים. Could you give us like מחולת המחניים? What does that mean? שמי יכולים אתם לעשות לנו כגדולה שעשה האלוהים במדבר, דגל מחנה יהודה, דגל מחנה ראובן, דגל מחנה דן, דגל מחנה אפרים. Could you make us דגלים, flags, just like what הקדוש ברוך הוא did for us? יכולים אתם לעשות לנו כך? מה תחזו בשולמית? מה גדולה אתם נותנים לנו? שמק מחולת המחניים? שמי יכולים אתם לתן לנו כגדולה שעשתה לנו האלה במדבר שהיינו חוטאים והוא מוחל לנו והוא אומר לנו והיה מחניך הקדוש? Could you offer us something like this? Therefore, what are you asking from us to join you? You have nothing to offer us. We have much better with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Let's hear what the Midrash is telling us. But obviously, we have to understand the question and the answer. What's Ummat HaOlam they want from Am Israel? Come join us. What do they want from us? And what are we answering them back? What do you have to offer us? Do you have flags? Could you make us flags just like what the Kadosh Baruch Hu did for us? What's so hashuv about the flags? What's so important about the flags? That Kadosh Baruch Hu, he told us in this week's parasha, you have Am Israel in the Midbar. They were split into four different groups. And each group has his own flag. So what's so hashuv about it? Could you make us flags just to what the Kadosh Baruch Hu did for us? So, big deal, Chavra, what's going on? What Israel is saying? Could you make us flags? What's a big deal about the flags? What's the lesson? Is there anything we have to learn from the flags? Ella, we all know that the body of the person, everyone knows it's made out of body, flesh and meat, and it's made out of neshama also. So the person, without the neshama, the person cannot survive. And without the body, the neshama has no place to stay in. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yikra l'shamayim me'al, ve'el l'aris l'adin ammo, Yikra l'shamayim me'al, zu an-neshama. Kadosh Baruch Hu calls the neshama. And he makes the body from here on earth. He combine both of them together. And he had to sit down here in Olam Hazeh to make mitzvot ma'asim tovim. After 120, when a person did all the mitzvot ma'asim tovim, he goes back, his neshama goes up to Shamayim, and then his name Ziv Shekhina, he's staying in Gan Eden with all the tzaddikim. That's what it is to the body. He's made out of body and neshama. That's how it is. But Kadosh Baruch Hu, he put in the nature of the body, the body needs pleasures. The body needs to eat, the body needs to play, the body needs to see, a lot of things. The body has a lot of needs. He wants to sleep, he wants to eat, he wants to do a lot of things. So that's the pleasure of the body is in Olam Gashmiyun. What's the pleasure of the Neshama? Neshama is not interested in all these things. Neshama, since that is coming part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Halak Eloha Ma'an Lak Zohar HaKadosh tells us, Neshama is only interested in keeping his vote and learning Torah and doing ma'asim tovim. That's all what the Neshama is looking for. And obviously, the needs of the body and the needs of the Neshama are exactly the opposite. Whenever the body is enjoying himself, the Neshama doesn't get any benefit from it. Why? Because the pleasure of the Neshama is sitting down, learning Torah and doing mitzvot. But when a person does mitzvot, what his body benefits from the mitzvot? Nothing. The body, he wants pleasures in Olam Hazeh. The neshama wants Torah and ma'asim tovim. So there's always fight between them. And the person, he has to always, le'olam ergiz adam yesar tov al yesar ara. You have to help the neshama. We discussed this week in Perkei Avot, were talking about it, that the Hillel Zaken was teaching us, Min Anili Mili. We spoke about, we mentioned here what the Ma'am Lu'ayz brings down here. He explains over here. He says, "Im en ani li mili amra ha nefesh im ani atzmi lo ezor li atzmi mi azor li." The neshama was saying, "If I am not gonna help myself, who's gonna help me?" What does it mean? He said, "Kemoshim ba'er habot le'abot she'eno dome lekuhot haguf she'ish lahem harbe misayayim." Said the which are the hima ahushim b'chli haguf she'enam mahshim afilu sha'a kala ve'omdim al mishmartam latet laguf kol ma she'nisrach lo le'ezkiro ul'oriro ilha achila ve'lishtiya ve'lita'ava ve'lahamda. Said the body has many things in the body to remind him that you have to eat. When the body is hungry, automatically he sends signs to the head that, listen, I want to eat. So automatically the person, he goes and he looks, is looking for food. When the body is thirsty, he sends a signal, now we need the water. And they have a lot of, you never find the person, he forgot to eat. What do you mean forgot to eat? He has someone to remind him, his body is reminding him. He's tired, he wants to sleep. Who sent that signal to, I'm tired, I want to sleep. I'm bored, I'm tired, I want to do something. Who sends all these signals? So the body. The body has a lot of messengers to send to remind you that we need my pleasure. However, the neshama, if someone is supposed to do a mitzvah and he did not do mitzvah, who's going to remind him to do that mitzvah? Who's gonna, the guy has to say Kirat Shema Al Mita. This mitzvah to say Kirat Shema Al Mita. If he's going to forget to say Kirat Shema Al Mita, who's going to remind him? His body is going to remind him, listen, you have to say Kirat Shema Al Mita. His body doesn't care about Kirat Shema. The neshama cares about Kirat Shema, not the body. So the body has a lot of messengers to remind him to run after his ta'avot. But who's going to run after the ta'avot of the neshama? Neshama wants to do mitzvot, wants to learn Torah. Who's gonna remind the person, today you forgot to learn Torah? No such a thing. You never hear a person that he tells you, I forgot to drink. I forgot to drink. If you're thirsty, your body is going to send the signal that you're going to go to drink. But you see a lot of people, I forgot to alevi abon berkat amazon. I forgot to receive a halitzenu. I forgot if I prayed mincha. How come you forgot? Because there's no one to remind you. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Imen anili mili. The nefesh, the neshama of the person is saying, if I'm not going to remind myself, who's going to remind me? The body is going to remind me. The body doesn't care about the neshama. Therefore, the person, he has to always, لَعُلَامِ يَرْجِزَ أَدَمْ يَسْتَطَوْبْ عَلَيْهِ سَرَّعَ. Therefore, constantly the person, he has to learn Torah and learn the mitzvot, what he has to do, what is he supposed to do. Because otherwise, how is he going to remember to do the mitzvot? If he learned the mitzvot many years ago, he's totally going to forget about it. He has to constantly, he has to continue to do the mitzvah again and again and again to remember, to become like a nature of him. Then he's going to have someone at least to remind the neshama that you have to do mitzvot, you have to do ma'asim tovim. That's what he's telling us over here. That's anyan, that here the Hakim tell us, the body is made out of body and neshama, and the body has a lot of messengers, and neshama needs the push. Now, since that the neshama doesn't have any messenger to remind the person to do mitzvot and ma'asim tovim, therefore ba'avonot harbim, you see people sometimes they are nechshal, they forget to do mitzvah. Al mera'a el ra'a elechu, in the beginning the person forgot to do mitzvah, then you forget to do bigger mitzvah, then you totally forgets about something else, then it's going to go yelechum kom yelechum mechay lelchay, yelchas v'shalom, is going to go from dehi to dehi. The person is going to go down and down, then it's going to do abirot, and where is he going to end up with? So that's how yisra ra'a doesn't come to the person right away. He makes him do big abirah. Yisra ra'a comes slowly. In the beginning, he does something small. Abirah, small abirah, then big, this mitzvah you don't have to do, that's hasidut. This mitzvah you don't have to keep. This mitzvah, it's too much. It's only for hasidim ve anshei ma'aseh. Then that's how Yisra Ra'i gets the person in the beginning. Then he tells him, listen, you forgot to pray. So what? You forgot. You didn't do it purposely. But that's what in Bechukotai Temas we see Rashi last week's parasha. He said he tells us exactly how Yisra goes step by step. You start from small abira, you go to bigger abira, bigger abira, bigger abira, until the person Chas v'Shalom is going to reach to be kofir ba'akar. Where did this started from? From the small mitzvah that he didn't care about it in the beginning. That's how everything starts. That's how Yisra gets a person. So sometimes the person ba'avonot harbim is nikhshal, he did abira. And sometimes the person who did a lot of abirot, and the Yisra Ra'i comes to him, tells him, listen, after you did all this abirot, do you think you still have Hilak al-Ulam Haba? You don't have Hilak al-Ulam Haba anymore after you did all this abirot. What kind of Ulam Haba are you going to get? Therefore, Ulam Haba, it's lost case, you don't have Ulam Haba. At least go nihine from Ulam Hazeh. That's how Yisra Ra'i comes to the person, tells him, listen, there's no more Ulam Haba for you. So at least enjoy Ulam Hazeh. What are you, now you're going to keep Mitzvot, you're going to do Teshuvah, where is it going to help? Your person already is going to give up. But when a person reaches that level, Chas v'Shalom, that is giving, he gives up on the Mitzvot, Chas v'Shalom, then that's the worst case the person could reach. It could be that the person who did Abira here, Abira there, but as long as the person, he still have hope, he still knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yeminu Petuha Lekabel Shabim. He's still accepting people. Just do Teshuvah. V'shabta Ad Adonai Elohecha V'shamata Bekolo. Ki El Rachum Hashem Elohecha Lo Yerpecha V'lo Ya'azbeka V'lo Yishkach Dvarit Avoteicha Hashem Yishba Alayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with the Am Israel. Just come back to him. Shubu Banim Shubabim. The Pasuk tells us, even if the Am Israel, Chas v'Shalom, they are Shubabim, they're rebellious, they're doing a lot of Habirot, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to come back to him. But when a person, he reaches a level that he says, Chas v'Shalom, he gave up, then that person, Chas v'Shalom, is lost case. It should never a person reach that level. That's what the Mishnah tells us. There's Mahloket in Masechet Baba Metzi'ah. And the Gemara, one Hakam said, Yehush Shalom Da'at, famous Mahloket, Abayin Rabba, Yehush Shalom Da'at, Ave Yehush, La Ave Yehush. It's a Mahloket. Said, we are posek, Yehush Shalom Da'at, La Ave Yehush. It's not called Yehush. Then Farshim, they explain, Yehush Shalom Da'at. What does it mean, Yehush? If the person, he gives up, that's Shalom Da'at. It is not thinking properly. Why? Because he should never give up. As long as the person is still living, there's still a way to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what here, but Yisra Ra'i gets the person, he tells him, listen, after you did all this Habirot, you still think that you have Hilak al-Ulam Haba. He wants the person to give up. But the person should never give up. There's always a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yemuneu Peshuta Lekabel Shabim. He's always looking for people to do Teshuvah. Now with this, we'll come back to the Galim, the flags that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he told us we have to do in the Midbar. What's the whole idea of the flags? Let's read here a little bit. We have all the Rishonim over here, they tell us. We'll read Be'ezer Hashem from the Ramban. Ramban tells us on the Pasuk, Perek Bet, Pasuk Bet, Ish al deglo be'otot lebet abotam, yachanu ben Israel, meneged saviv le'ohel mo'ed yachanu. Each group of Am Israel, every three Shbatim, they have their own flag, and every three Shbatim, one of them is sitting in the east, one in the west, north, south, each group, they sit on their own. And each group has its own flag. He tells us here, the Ramban, Kol degel yihye lo mapa tzibu'a teluya bo. Every flag, he has to have his own picture, his own flag. Sab'o shel ze, look at sab'o shel ze. Each flag is different. The color of this flag is different than the other flag. Tzibu'a kol ehad ki'in abno kibu'a b'choshen. Each group, who's the head of the group, like they have four mahanot we have. Said the Pasuk tells us, and that the first Mahaneh, who do we have? They are number one, the camping on the east side of the Mishkan. Who's camping on the east side? That's Degel Mahaneh Yehuda, the flag of Shevet Yehuda. Okay? And they have people, also another two Shevatim that are with him. He has Yisachar with him, and he has Zebulun also with him. You have Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zebulun. They are sitting on the east, and each group, the Torah explains to us where they have to sit and which three Shevatim they're going together. All it says in the Psukim. So here the Rambani continues here. Who's the Nasi of the camp, the camp on the east side of the Mishkan? Just said, Degel Mahane Yehuda. So he said, the color of his flag, it matches the color of Yehuda's stone in the Hoshen. In Abnei Hoshen that Kohen Gadol wears, it matches the same color. ומתוך כך, כל אחד מכיר את דגלו. That's what Rashi said. וכתב רבי אברהם, סימנים היו בכל דגל. Each דגל has his own uniqueness. וקדמוננו אמרו, the ראשונים, they tell us, the Ramban writes here, שהיה בדגל ראובן צורת אדם. In the flag of ראובן, they had the image of human, image of בן אדם. ומצוירים עליו דודאים. He has also some flowers. And the flag of Shevet Yehuda. No, I'm sorry, Shevet Reuben, I'm sorry. Of Degel Yehuda, it was Surat Aryeh. The flag of Yehuda, he has the image of Aryeh, a lion. Kibo Mshilo Yaakov. Yaakov Abinu, he compared Yehuda like a lion, like Pasuk said, Gur Aryeh Yehuda Matarif Bene Alita. Gur Aryeh. Yehuda, he is compared to Gur Aryeh, he is compared to a lion. Therefore, he has the image of the lion on his flag. ובדגל אפרים צורת שור. The flag of Ephraim, he has the image of the ox, the shor. What's Ephraim have to do with the shor? He said, no, that's מטעם בכור שורו, הדר לו. See, משה רבנו, when he was giving ברכה, וזאת הברכה to שבט יוסף, he said, בכור שורו, הדר לו, וקרני ראים קרנב, בהם עמים ינגח לדף אפסי הארץ, והם ראיבות אפרים, והם אלפי מנשה. So he has the image since that Yosef was compared to Ashur. Therefore, it fits that in the flag of Ephraim, the son of Yosef, should have the image of the Ashur. Ubdegel Dan, Tzurat Nesher. The image of Dan's camp, and he has his own flag. What image there is over there? A snake and a hash. I'm sorry, not a hash. Ubdegel Dan, Tzurat Nesher. It's an eagle. That's the image of eagle. עד שידמו לקירובים שראה יחזקאל הנביא. Now you have a kirub. You have the, what you have? You have the צורת אדם that is for דגל ראובן, צורת lion for יהודה, and ox for Ephraim, and eagle for them. These are the four images כביכול, whatever that means, חכים תלס, they are חקוקים בכסי כבוד, they are four different images. That's what יחזקאל הנביא, he saw, פני שור לארבעתם, פני נשר לארבעתם, פני קירוב לארבעתם, פני אדם לארבעתם, he saw all these images כביכול in כסי כבוד. Therefore, all these four camps, each one has his own picture, has his own flag, and his own pictures printed on his flag. That's what it is. Now, the question is, I saw here in Hatam Sofer, he asked here in Daf Hayt Amud Bet, כתב הרמב"ן ז"ל שהיו ארבעה דגלים כעין של מעלה, אריה, אדם, שור, נשר. So that's what we just read from the Ramban. He says here the Hatam Sofer, ולא כתב טעם, מה עניין נשר לדן? What's the connection? On the flag of Dan, he has the picture of eagle. What's eagle have to do with Dan? He said, "Lchaura, it makes more sense that you have to put on the image, on the flag of Dan, put a snake. Why? Because the pasuk Yehidan nachash ale derech shefifon ale orach hanoshech akeb esus veipod rochevo achor." That's how Yaakov Abinu he compared Dan. Yehidan nachash ale derech is like a snake, so it fits more to put in his flag a picture of snake. Why they put eagle? What's the connection between Dan and the eagle? So he explains here לחתם סופר, יש לומר כי יהודה היה אריה כברכת יעקב. And the image of יהודה, and the flag of יהודה, they put a lion. That's what יעקב אבינו blessed יהודה. יהודה, he told him, the גור אריה יהודה מטרף בני עליתה. וראובן דודאים צורת אדם. ויוסף שור כברכת משה רבנו עליו שלום. כמו שכתב כל זה ברמב"ן. והיה ראוי נחש לדן כברכת יעקב. Said, now it fits that Dan should have the image of the snake. Why? Just what יעקב אבינו, he blessed him. יהידן נחש על הדרך שיפון על האורח. So he says, כי משה רבנו עליו שלום בריחו באריה, אבל כבר קדמו יהודה. So even though משה רבנו, he blessed Dan, שבט דן, he blessed him, דן גור אריה יזנק מן הבשן, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said in Bezot HaBracha. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he compared Dan to a lion. But he said, lion, the picture of lions already taken by Yehuda. Yaakov Abinu blessed Yehuda with the lion, Gur Ariyeh Yehuda Muterf Ben Yadita. So it was taken. So what they're going to put? Therefore they put, V'alkein Hayat Sarich Surat Nahash. But lo yitachin zeh. How are we going to put the image of the Nahash? V'enei Nahash V'nesher Makbilin zeh lazeh. כמו שאמר שלמה מלך עליו שלום, דרך הנשר בשמיים ודרך נחש על יצור. זה לתחתיותו וזה לעליותו לשמיים. על כן הפך הדבר לטובה וצייר נשר בדגלו. What is it telling us here, חתם סופר? He said, you're right, we were supposed to put the image of the lion by the flag of Dan, but since that the picture of the lion was already taken by Shevet Yehuda, therefore, we're supposed to put a snake. That's what Yaakov Abinu blessed him with. But he said, snake, said that L'chaorah, that doesn't sound good. Snake that symbolizes Yeser Hara, symbolizes something not good. And since that Shlomo Melech, he compared between the snake and the eagle, he said, like the Pasuk tells in Mishle, Derech HaNesher B'Shamayim, the eagle flies in Shamayim, in the sky, but there is a nahash al yitzur. Nahash goes on the on rocks. That's what it is. So the see Shlomo Melech compared between the two, and we cannot use the nahash. It's not proper. Therefore, we use nesher. That's what he says. We'll take a pause over here before we continue a little bit, because we all know that we have the Gemara, Masechet Sanhedrin, tells us about the snake. Snake symbolizes Yetzer Hara. We have here the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Daf Nun Tet Amud Bet. The Gemara says over here, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya Omer, Habal al Shamash Gadol She'abad min Ha'olam. Said, wow, Habal, it's hafsed, that we lost big Shamash that was in the world. Who was that big Shamash? There was the Nahash. שעבדנו העולם. Why? שאלמלין תקלל נחש, if it wasn't that הקדוש ברוך הוא, he cursed the snake, and he told him, על גחוניך תלך, ועפר תאכל כל ימי חייך, if it wasn't because of that curse, כל אחד ואחד מישראל, היו מזדמנים לו שני נחשים טובים, אחד משגרו לצפון, ואחד משגרו לדרום, להביא לו סנדלבונים טובים, ואבנים טובות ומרגליות. He said, if it wasn't, if the snake would never have sinned with Eitz HaDa'at, he wouldn't have caused Chava to eat from Eitz HaDa'at, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never curse the snake, then every Jew, he would have two snakes. One's going to send him to the north, one's going to send him to the south, and they're going to get him all kind of avanim tovot margaliyot. But because he was cursed, therefore, ve'eba ashit ben echa u'ben asha, u'ben zara'cha u'ben zara'ach. That's because he was cursed, therefore we lost it. So the Ben Ishchai, Ben Yehoyada, Ben Ishchai tells us here on this Gemara, he says, why would the person need two snakes? Said, if it wasn't that the snake was cursed, why? Because Hakim tells us the snake, before it was cursed, it was standing and walking just like a human. But after he was cursed, he was walking on four, and his stomach touching the floor, al gehonicha telech. That's what the pasuk tells him. Ve'afar yochal kol yemei hayav. Therefore, he was cursed. But if he wasn't cursed, then every Jew he would have two snakes, and each one's gonna send him. That means sounds like they go fast. Each one's gonna send him one to the north, one to the south, to get him whatever he need, any jewelry, any abanin tavod margaliot, he could get him for him. He tells us here. He says, נראה לי בסיעתת שמיה, דידוע מה שכתוב בספרי הברית על ציר הצפוני וציר הדרומי בכדור הארץ, והרחק הרבה מפה ומפה יש קור מאוד. אך בצד הדרום יש קור יותר מצד הצפון. עין שם. What is he saying? He's saying that it's known that they have a north pole and they have south pole. So he says here, both of them are freezing. North Pole is freezing. South Pole is also freezing. But he said it's known that the South Pole is much colder than the North Pole. וידוע ששם בהרחק נמצאים אבנים טובות וזהב לרוב. He said over there, in the South Pole and the North Pole, you have a lot of jewelry over there. But who's going to get over there? How's he going to survive over there to get them? Therefore, there's no one to get them from there. וידוע שנחש זכר הוא חם יותר מנחש נקבה. זה female snake is colder than the male of the snake. The male of the snake is more hot. His body is more hot. He could manage with the colder temperatures, but the female snake cannot manage with so much cold temperature. That's what he said. וידוע שנחש זכר הוא חם יותר מנחש נקבה. ולכן אמרו חז"ל על נבוכדנצר נכו שרכב על ארי וקשר תנין זכר בצווארו במקום הרצועה. said he took דווקא תנין זכר. ולכן אצל האדם הראשון היה מזמין לו שני נחשים, אחד זכר ואחד נקבה. וזכר, the male, he would have sent him לצד דרום שיש בו קור יותר. Why? Because he could handle colder temperatures. So he's going to send the male snake to the south pole. ומצד טבעו הוא יותר מן הנקבה. לכן שולחו לצד דרום בהרחק. ואת הנקבה היא שולחה לצד צפון. Therefore, it's these two shamashim. He cannot send the female snake to the south pole. She cannot stand the cold temperature. Therefore, he needs a zakhar. Zakhar for the south, nekibah for the north. That's what he tells us. You know, obviously, there are more deeper concepts in this Gemara, but that's the idea here. The Hakim tell us that was the snake before he was cursed. It means habal al shamash gadol. That was a big shamash that could help a human. Like the Gemara told us over here. So, but what should we do? The Nahash, he convinced Hava to eat from Eitz HaDa'at. He pushed her, then he convinced her to eat from Eitz HaDa'at. Then she ate from Eitz HaDa'at, brought death to the world. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu came to the Nahash and he cursed him right away. He told him, Al Gehono Yelech Ve'afar Yuchal Kol Yemei Hayav. Therefore, from the way he was all the way on top, like he was a big Shamash, and Hashub Shamash, he went all the way to the bottom. And Be'ibashit b'necha u'b'nasha. He was cursed and he's eating the what it is. He's eating all the dust, afar, all his life. That's what it is, so he was cursed. That was the Nahash. Hakim tell us, same thing happened with Shebet Dan. Shebet Dan, we all know, in Am Yisrael, in Mitzrayim, everyone saw the miracles that happened in Mitzrayim. Everyone saw all the 10 Makot, Hashem brought on the Mitzrayim, and Am Yisrael, they were saved. And everyone saw what happened by Kriat Yam Suf. All Am Yisrael saw a lot of miracles. But Shebet Dan, Hakim is saying that he was standing out in his bad things that he had, Shebet Dan. He had Abu Dazara with him. The Midrash Rabbah tells us that Shebet Dan, He wasn't such a good thing. He had a lot of had Abu Dazara with him. So I saw here in the Midrash Rabban Parashat Kitsa, Parashat Mem Aleph, Siman Aleph. The quote here, the pasuk in Daniel: Lecha Adonai Tzedaka veLanu Boshet Apanim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lanu Boshet Apanim veShelcha Tzedaka. You, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you did a lot of tzedakot with Am Israel. And we have to be embarrassed from ourselves. Why? Because he said, Israel obrim bayam, v'chaspo shel pesel micha ober etam bayam, shneemar v'avar bayam tzara. So even though they're crossing the ocean, they see the miracle, open miracle in front of them. Still, Shebet Dan, they're walking together with their Abu Dazara. Inside the miracle, they see a Kadosh Baruch Hu, ra'ata shafa'al ayam, mashallah ra'ay haskev buzi. And still they have their Abu Dazara. So isn't that embarrassing? After all, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing with Am Israel, they're still walking with Abu Dazara. Do you believe in Abu Dazara or believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's what Daniel says. Lecha Adonai Tzedakah, he did a lot of tzedakot with us, but we have to be ashamed of ourselves. We have to be embarrassed. Why? Because we walk together, Shebet Dan, with the Pesel. Pesel Micha. V'haya hayam nekra' lefnehem. הווה אומר לך אדוני צדקה ולנו בושת הפנים. זאת אומרת, המדרש קונטינוס אמר בשמואל בר נחמני, נאה היה לאבותינו לקבל את התורה ולומר כל אשר דיבר השם נעשה ונשמע. It fit for our fathers to say כל אשר דיבר השם נעשה ונשמע. שמי נאה היה להם לומר אלה אלוהיך ישראל. Was it nice that they should say just 40 days after 40 days after מתן תורה? Already, Am Israel said, "Ele Eloheicha Israel, Asher Yadocha Meis Mitzrayim." How could that be? How is that possible? He said, therefore, Lecha Adonai Tzedakah Velanu Boshet HaPanim. We are ashamed of ourselves, of our actions. באותה שעה היה משה יורד מלמעלה, אמר לו יהושע, כל מלחמה במחנה. אבל משה, אין כל ענות גיבורה ואין כל ענות חלושה. כל חירופין וגדופין אני שומע. So that's what it says here. The Midrash telling us over here, that's the idea. לך אדוני צדקה ולנו בושת הפנים. But what the Midrash says over here, that was שבט דן. שבט דן, they had עבודה זרה together with them. Even though they see the open miracles in front of their eyes, still working with עבודה זרה. So you see, Shebet Dan, they weren't such good people. And we have the Yonatan Uziel, he tells us, the end of Parashat Ki Tetzeh, the Pasuk said, Zachor et asher asa lecha amalek baderech vesadchem Mitzrayim, asher karecha baderech. The Amalek, he came to us on the way after we left Mitzrayim, veizaneb becha kol enei hesharim acharecha. And he was attacking all those who were walking behind us. Who's walking behind us? Everyone with Am Israel. We had Anani Kavot surrounding Am Israel in the Midbar. Pasuk clearly said, Parashat Bashalach, V'Hashem Olech Lefnehem Yomam Ba'amud Anan Chotam Ad-Derech V'Laila Ba'amud Yesh La'ir Lahem Lalechet Yomam Ba'Laila. Every person of Am Israel, all Am Israel, they were surrounded with Anani Kavot. Who's going to be able to come and to attack Am Israel? So what the Pasuk is saying over here, that the Amalek, they used to get the people who are walking behind Am Israel. Who's walking behind? Yonatan Uziel tells us here, he says, Hinnun Gubriya Meshepta Debet Dan. Those are the people from Shebet Dan. Dehava Bidehon Pulhana Nukhra'a. They had Abu Lazara with them. Behava Anana Palityaton. Anani Kabot, you spit them out. Anyone within Anani Kabod has to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since that they had Abu Lazara with them, they believed in Abu Lazara, Anani Kabod, you spit them out. They were outside the camp. Shebet Dan, they were outside the camp. Therefore, Amalek, with Bet Amalek, Mekabbel Yaton, Vekata'i Bet Gibarihu, Meshaddel Le'ila. Therefore, he used to kill from them. Amalek used to kill from Shebet Dan. Why? Because they had a lot of Abu Lazara with them. So you see, Shebet Dan, they weren't such a good people. And that's what it is. And who was also with Shebet Dan? With Shebet Dan together, Ve'alav Matei Asher, Ve'alav Matei Naphtali. I saw once that the Midrash Rabbah, he tells us, not in here, in Parashat Ve'igash, when Am Yisrael, Ya'akov Abinu and his sons, they were going down to Mitzrayim, the Pasuk tells us the name of the 70 people who came down to Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk, he counts also the sons of Naphtali. So it says in the Midrash here, Parashat Ve'igash, Parashat Tzadik Dalet, Saman Chayet, Ubnei Naphtali, who are the sons of Naphtali? Yahtze'el. What's Yahtze'el? Veguni, Ve'yetzer, Ve'shillem. These are the sons of Naphtali. What are these? What's these names? Yahtze'el. Shu yani Yahtze'el? Yahtze'el, Shehetzu Elahut Be'adan. They had a lot of gods in their hand. There are those who are Doresh. This midrash letuba, but here the simple understanding of the midrash that they did something bad. That Shebet Naphtali. Shehetzu elohut biyadan, behin mitzachzechin b'shinehem u'malgigim b'sftotehem. They used to make a mockery of people. They used to laugh at them. Veguni, what's veguni? Shehayu megunim b'lchonam. They used to talk bad language. Ve'yetzer shehaya yisram kashem mikol b'nei adam. They had big yisar arara. And they fell in the trap. Veshillem, shayu mushlamim leyitzram, umshallamim ra'a tahat toba. They were, kibyechol, captured, they were under their yisar ra'a. That means yisar ra'a, he was controlling them. And they were mushlamim ra'a tahat toba. The person used to do them a favor, they used to pay him back with the bad deed. Who are those? Bedenei Naphtali. They were together with Shebet Dan. If that's the case, no wonder why Shebet Dan Anani Kavod was used to spit them out. They were all the outside. Why? Because they weren't such a good people, Shebet Dan. Therefore, they used to be all the spit out. And Shebet Dan, we said, the idea, I saw, as I told you, there are those who are Doresh, this Midrash Rabbah, also the Shebah. And I saw also in Rabbeinu Bahya, he brings down also in this week's parasha, he says, we see Shebet Yehuda, La Rishonai Yis'u. any time that the Am Yisrael, they used to move from place to place, who used to go first? Shevet Yehuda used to go first. Who used to go last? Last used to go Shevet Dan. Why Shevet Dan used to go last? Because the Midrash Rabbah tells us, said any person who used to do Avodah Zarah, he fits to go all the way in the back. Since the Shevet Dan, they had Avodah Zarah with them, therefore they used to go all the way to the back. But Rabbi Bahya also over there is Doresh Leshevah. He said, remember I told you before, that Shevet Yehuda, Yaakov Abinu, he compared Yehuda to a lion. And Shevet Dan, Moshe Rabbeinu compared them to a lion. Dan Gur Aryeh is a Nekman of Bashan. So he said the lion, the strongest animal in the Sadeh. Therefore, he said it fits that the lion should go in the front, a lion in the back, to protect Am Israel. That's how Rabbeinu Bahya is Doresh Leshebach. But you see the Midrash Rabbah says clearly, La Harunai Yis'ol Edigleheim, Midrash Rabbah on the Pasuk. What is La Harunai Yis'ol Edigleheim? Why they're traveling all the way at the end? The Midrash says, any person who does Avodah Zarah, he fits to go all the way to the back. Here the Midrash Rabbah, he says, La Harunai Yis'ol Edigleheim, Shekon mi she'obed Avodah Zarah, Olech le'achor ve'lo lepanim. Since that used to have Avodah Zarah with them, they fit to be all the way in the back, not in the front. So you see that the Midrash, also a simple understanding of the Midrashim, that they're going, you know, the Doresh, Shevet Dan, Lignai. So if that's the case, now Shevet Dan, he was supposed to be like a snake. He fits like a snake. He did the action of the snake, just what the Nahash. Same way the Nahash, he was big Shamash and Hashub Shamash. But since that he caused Chava to eat from Eitz HaDaat, he was cursed and he went all the way down. That's exactly what happened with Shevet Dan. Shevet Dan, they were all the way up, just like anyone else from Am Yisrael. They saw all the open miracle in front of their eyes. But they crossed the ocean with Avodah Zarah. They were doing a lot of Avodah Zarah. Ananekavot used to spit them out. And the people, they used to walk with them also. Shevet Naftali, they were also, like what we said now in the Midrash Rabbah. Therefore, on their Mahane, it was supposed to be the image of the snake. Why? Because they're doing Ma'aseh of the Nahash. Therefore, it fits more. And he was compared also to Nahash. He done Nahash ala dech, shefon ala roh. He was supposed to be a picture of the snake on his flag. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, even though they did all these bad things, but still, they still have way to come back to me. That's what we started before. He said, Yeser Arara, he comes to the person and tells him, listen, after he did so many Abirot, you think you still have a chance? It's lost case for you. You don't have Olam Ba, so at least go Nehne from Olam Hazeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, from Shevet Dan, you learn that even though they did all kind of bad stuff, but still, what image Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to put on their flag? Not the image of the snake, the image of all the way to the eagle. Why? Because the snake goes all the way down, like the Shlomo Melech. What Shlomo Melech said he compared the snake goes all the way down on the rocks, and the eagle guys the highest of all the birds. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "I'm not. Even though you're doing the maaseh of the Nahash, and you deserve to have the image, the picture of the snake on your flag, but I'm not gonna put this." Why? Because there's always return. You could always come back to me. And if you're going to do teshubah, I'm going to pick you up like the eagle. Every person, he comes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is going to pick him up and elevate him, bring him closer to him. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he decided to put on their flag the image, not the snake, the image of the eagle. That's what he tells us over here. Now we could continue with the Hatam Sofer here. It says, "Al ken hafach hadabar letoba v'tzir nesher bedeglo, v'hene otiyot Naftali seba' ratzon u'malei berkat Adonai." He said, "If you take the Rashi Tevot, Naftali seba' ratzon. What's the Rashi Tevot? Naftali seba' ratzon. Rashi Tevot nesher." He said, "Naftali is also going with the same machane, same camp of Dan. Dan, he was Dan and Asher and Naftali. They were together in the same camp." He said, "Dan." He was supposed to be a snake. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, I'm going to put you in nature. Why? Because I'm still asking from you to come back to me. And I'm going to elevate you. I'm going to make you a hashub like the nature. Same thing happened with Naphtali. Naphtali, seven rasson, even though they had Ve'yeser, Ve'guni, Ve'yeser, Ve'shillem, Yahtzeel, Ve'guni, Ve'yeser, Ve'shillem, like we read from the Midrash Rabbah, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Naphtali, seven rasson, that's Rashi Tevot, Nesher, you could come back to me, and I'm going to elevate you. And he adds here also, Lachatam Sofer, he said, if you take the difference between the Nesher and the Nahash, what's the gematria of Nahash? Nahash is 358. That's a snake. That's what Dan was supposed to have, the image of the snake on his flag. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, I'm not going to put you in the Nahash, I'm going to put you in Nesher. What's the gematria of Nesher? Nesher, Shin and Resh is 550. What's the difference between 550 minus 358? What do you get? You get 192. 192. So he says here, Ve'yesh ben Nahash le'nesher mispar 192. What is this 192? He said, that's the same exact gematria of Bakol, Mekol, Kol. That's the Beracha Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. To Abraham, he told him, Ve'yeshem berachet Abraham Bakol. By Yitzhak says, Ve'yitten lo ma'aser mikol. By Yaakov Abinu said, V'chol asher tenli aser aser nulach, yesh li kol. Told him, I have everything. So that's here, they got the bracha, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Bakol, Mekol, Kol. All of them together, the gematria, exactly 192. That means, even though Shevet Dan, they were supposed to be compared to a snake, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if you're going to do Teshuvah, you're going to be elevated in the Zichut Abod, which is 192, Bakol Mekol Kol. I'm going to add Bakol Mekol Kol, the gematria 192, to the gematria of Nahash, then you're going to be Nesher. But just come back to me and do Teshuvah. That's here what HaHatan Sofer, beautiful Pirush, he told us over here. That's Anyan. Now with this, we could go back to what we said before. We said that really, Hebi'ani El Beit HaYayin Bedeglo Alay Ahaba. We said, Rabbi Meir, how is he doresh the Pasuk? Hebi'ani El Beit HaYayin in the Midrash. Hebi'ani El Beit HaYayin, this is Yisr Ar-Hara. Yisr Ar-Hara comes to the person, he makes him like drunk. He makes him follow him with closed eyes. Whatever Yisr Ar-Hara tells you, you do. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, still Bedeglo Alay Ahaba. What's Bedeglo Alay Ahaba? Still from the Degalim. From the Degalim, you could learn the lesson. What kind of lesson you learn from the Degalim? That even though the Shevet Dan was supposed to have the image of the snake on his degel, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm not going to put the snake, I'm going to put eagle. Why? Because he still, he could do Teshuvah. And if you're going to do Teshuvah, I'm going to elevate you. That's here what Hakim, V'deglo alay ahaba, Rabbi Meir is Doresh in the Midrash. You're right that many times the person is Nakhshal, Yisr Ra'i gets him. He does Abira here, he does Abira there, but he should never give up. He should always come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimuneu pishuta lekabel shabim. Shem, if you're going to come back to him, v'deglo alay ahaba, even though deglo alay ahaba, the Midrash Rabbah tells us on the Pasuk, atkri v'deglo alay ahaba, la v'dillugu alay ahaba, v'liglugu alay ahaba. The Midrash tells us a lot of things. So the person, instead of saying, Aharon, he said Aron. Instead of saying ve'ahabta Hashem Elokecha, I said ve'ayabta. Chas v'shalom, it's like a curse. Instead of ve'ahabta, you should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ayabta, what's ve'ayabta? You should make HaKadosh Baruch Hu your enemy, chas v'shalom. So it's a curse. So even if the person is saying ve'ayabta Hashem Elokecha, since that is doing it without any mahshaba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I also like it. What does it mean? There's still a way back. You could still come back to me. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking from us, said to come back to us. Even though Hebi'ani El Beit HaYayin, many times Yisr Ra'i gets us, and we're controlled under Yisr Ra'i, but still HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, come back, V'diglo, you learn from the Degalim. What doesn't say V'diglo, one Degal. Which Degal referring to? Not the other three Degalim. From the other three Degalim, we don't have any lesson. But from Degal Dan, the flag of Shevet Dan, from here we have big lesson. Why? Because as we said, Shevet Dan was supposed to have the image of the snake. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no. You're going to come back to me. I'm going to put an eagle. I'm going to put an Asher on your snake, on your flag. That's here the idea. That's going to put the image of the eagle. And that's what the Mut'a Olam, they said in the Midrash, Shubi, Shubi, Shulamit, Shubi, Shubi, Ben Ehezebach. Just come back to us, Umot HaOlam, tell Israel, come back to us, let's join us. Join Umot HaOlam, and we'll make you Hashubim, we'll give you positions, we'll give you the places, the give you good salary. Just come join us. That's what Umot HaOlam they want. What do we answer them? The Midrash Rabbah said, could you give us flags just like what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us? What does it mean? So from the flags we learn, even if the person did Avira, I could still come back to him. But by you, if someone did something bad, you're going to kill him. Kadosh Baruch Hu, even if the person did something very bad, terrible, like Shebet Dan, what worse than Avodah Zarah could get? Person, what's the worst Avira a person could do? Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara said, Gedola Avodah Zarah, the Humrah of Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah is compared like the whole Torah Kula. If the person believes in Avodah Zarah, as if he's kofir in the whole Torah Kula. And if he's kofir in Avodah Zarah, he believes in the Torah. It doesn't go together. Avodah Zarah and Kadosh Baruch Hu. No such a thing. Either or. So the worst Avira a person could do is Avodah Zarah. Nevertheless, Shebet Dan, they were doing Avodah Zarah. Still, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to put an eagle on your flag. Well, you could come back to me. Could you have something like this, you, Umot HaOlam, to offer us? Kimholata Mahanaim, could you bring us Mehila? Kimholata Mahanaim, could you bring us Mehila and Kapara? Just like what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in our Mahane, we have 4 Degalim. From Shebet Dan, we learned that you have to do Teshuba. And from this, the person he gets a lot of good things. Do you have something like this to offer us? That's the Anyan here at Hakim tell us. That's the idea, that's how we explain the Midrash. And I saw here the Yilkut Shimoni. He tells us here. He says Eshet Hayil Mimsav Verachok Ben Nim Mechra. He says here he compares all the Nebiim. They are compared to Eshet Hayil. Amar Bi Yosef Ben Zibra. He says Yilkut Shimoni Parashat Yitro Remez Resh Ayin Alef. Amar Bi Yosef Ben Zibra. Penema Hu Moshel The Nebiim Ben Nashim. Why the Nebiim they are compared to a lady? אלא מה האישה הזאת אינה מתביישת לטבוע צורכי ביתה בעלה, כך הנביאים אינה מתביישים לטבוע צורכיהם של ישראל מלפני הקדוש ברוך הוא. Just like the wife, if she needs something, she's not embarrassed to tell her husband, I need this, I need that, I wanted to go here, I wanted to do this, I want to clean here, I want to do that. She's not embarrassed. Just same thing, the נביאים, if they need anything, עם ישראל, they need anything, they would come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they would tell him, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Am Israel, they need this. Am Israel, they need that. So they come to him, they're not embarrassed. Continues the Midrash here. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Israel, Banai, Heyu Korin et HaParasha Hazu B'chol Shana, V'ani Ma'ale Alechem, Kilo Atem Omdim Lefanai, B'har Sinai, Mkabalin Ta Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Am Israel, every year that you're going to read this parasha, that the Aseret HaDibrot, I'm going to make believe as if you're standing in front of me under Har Sinai and you're accepting the Torah again. So what does it teach us? Kilo atem omdin lefanai behar Sinai mkabalin ta Torah. Shneimar b'yom hazeh ba'u et bar Sinai. Doesn't say that day, b'yom hazeh, this day, this very special day, anytime that you're going to read the parasha, as if you're standing in front, under Har Sinai, accepting the Torah again and again. So what does it mean? It means the Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, here every time by Hag Shavuot, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is here with us, and whenever reading the Torah, Parashat Aseret HaDibrot, you read Matan Torah, Ma'amad Har Sinai, as if now we're accepting the Torah again. And as I said, even if the person did Avirot, this could still do Teshuvah. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, especially by Matan Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming to Am Israel, and he want us to come back closer to him. Hebiani el Beit Hayayin. What's the Beit Hayayin? Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi Meir, why you are doresh the pasuk lira'ah Hebiani el Beit Hayayin? That's Yisra Ra'ah. He doresh it l'gnai. He could be doresh this pasuk l'shevah. Hebiani el Beit Hayayin. Which Beit Hayayin? Zehar Sinai. Why? Because the Torah compared to wine, לכול לחמו בלחמי ושתו ביין מסכתי. So that's the Torah compared to wine. That's the Torah compared to wine. At the same way the wine brings simcha to the person, like the pasuk said, ויין ישמח לב הבנוש. Same thing, the Torah brings simcha to the person. the person, when he learns Torah, he gets simcha, he gets a real enjoyment. If the person is, you know, from far away, he hears about the Torah, I said, what kind of enjoyment do you have? But when he starts learning Torah, enjoy the Torah, he tastes the Torah, then he enjoys it. Just like the wine that makes the person happy, Torah also makes the person happy. Hebiani el Beit Hayayin, that's Har Sinai. Bedeglo alay ahava, Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us from the Degalim. You could learn the lesson, you could still do Teshuvah. I'm going to forgive you, and I'm going to give you the Torah. I'm going to start a new page. That's where you have to be Doresh. And the Yilkut Shemani told us, we just read, every time, not only by Ma'amad Har Sinai, every year, whenever we read this parasha, as if we're standing in front of Har Sinai and we're accepting the Torah again. Same with Hebi'an al-Beit Hayayin, this pasuk is fulfilled perfectly by Hag Shavuot. Every time when we read this parasha by Hag Shavuot, as if we're standing in front of Har Sinai, we're accepting the Torah again. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. What Hashem wants. Same Hashem doesn't want us, Chas v'Shalom, to stay with the Abirot. He wants us to do Teshuvah and the sin that we did, and come back closer to Him. And Hashem is going to say, "Mekana with Allah, b'chosh banataba." Now we're going to start open up a new page. Now we start a new page, come closer to me, keep more mitzvot, do ma'asin tovim. That's what everyone wants. Be'ezer Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that in Chag Shavuot we should accept the Torah again. בשמחה כדת מה לעשות, השמחה באהבה, ודגלו עליי אהבה, הביאני אל בית היין, זה הר סיני, זה מעמד הר סיני, which comes for us every single year when we read the Torah, ודגלו עליי אהבה, we're accepting the Torah again, בשמחה, just like the מדרש רבה, תזע סובה היר, את עם ישראל, הקדוש ברוך הוא, we're accepting everything that he's giving us, we're accepting it בשמחה. הביאני אל בית היין בדגלו עליי אהבה, we're accepting הקדוש ברוך הוא, the Torah is giving it us again, we're accepting it בשמחה, and we're going to keep the Torah בעזר השם, השם should tell us, we should all learn the Torah, understand the Torah, and then keep all the מצוות בעזר השם יתברך, ונזכה לברכות הכתובות בתורה, אמן ואמן. הרבה חננה ונקשה אומר, עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא זכות ישראל, לפיכך רבה להן את המצוות שנאמר,